Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's that fabulous time of year where you've convinced yourself that you have a shot. This is a year you're finally going to win your favorite bracket pool.
Oh, I thought you were talking about cuffing season.
No. This is a year where suddenly, what if you're today, if you're in a pool with Mike Trout, like, do the buy-in just get higher? I don't know. What I do know is that you'll take all the help you can get if you're anything like us. And we're taking all of the help we can get with expertise. Spain and Fitz on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app and SiriusXM Channel 80. Sarah Spain, Jason Fitz in here. You can get your thoughts to us for the 1-800-Flyers.com Twitter feed. At Sarah Spain, at Jason Fitz, at Spain and Fitz. And look, we were on ESPN this morning at 4 a.m. Trying to figure out who's going to win, who's going to lose, and really getting all the expertise we possibly could even then. And that trend continues all the way through tonight as we're now going to head to the Shell Penzo Performance Line where Gary Parrish joins us, college basketball columnist for CBS Sports, also host of the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 ESPN in Memphis. Gary, thanks for the time tonight, man. We appreciate it. We need your knowledge here. So what was your biggest gripe when you looked at this year's bracket?
You know what? I didn't have any major gripes because, and I want to preface it by saying I just got lucky, but I did have the four number one seeds exactly as they were, and I had all 68 schools as they were presented
wow.
in the bracket.
Oh, don't be humble about that. Wow.
Gary had Belmont.
You got to be good to be lucky.
That is well done by you.
I did have Belmont, and my argument in favor of Belmont was always that I knew they didn't have as many quad one or quad two wins as some of the other at-large candidates from power conferences, but they did have a 5-3 record in quad one / quad two opportunities, and like TCU had a losing record in those same opportunities. So that's really the only difference between my bracket and Jerry Palm's bracket, or my bracket and Joe Lenardi's bracket, was that I decided I'm putting Belmont in because I thought I had made a convincing case for them, and perhaps the selection committee would see it my way. And then I just went and pulled out the team that I thought had the most banged up resume, and in my opinion, that was TCU. So I didn't have any big complaints, but if you wanted me to nitpick a little bit, it would be Michigan State getting placed with Duke. I thought Michigan State should have been the best two seed after what happened on Sunday, specifically Tennessee getting blown out by Auburn and Michigan State beating Michigan to win the Big Ten tournament. And though the committee didn't see it that way, they had Michigan State as the sixth overall seed, so number two seed, still to get placed with the overall number one based off nothing more than geography is a concept that I don't agree with. I know that the selection committee is instructed to do it the way that they did it, but I do think that should be a change in the seeding process. Let's forget about geography and let's put the teams on a true S-curve, especially at the top of the bracket, because Michigan State might really not go to a Final Four simply because they got placed in a regional with the Duke Blue Devils.
You are echoing what a lot of people have said. There weren't any major snubs this year. The closest thing to a snub was essentially Michigan State's placement. We're talking to Gary Parrish on the Shell Penzo Performance Line, college basketball columnist for CBSSports.com. We're going to do a quick speed round here, get a couple of these from you. Who would you say is the safest bet for someone to put all the way to the championship game?
Duke, they've been the best team in the country most of this season. They've only lost once when those four freshmen are healthy and available. They are not unbeatable and not without flaws, but they are the best team in the country, most talented team in the country. They've got the best coach and the best player.
All right, so then let's go with your Cinderella pick. Who do you think can go in the Cinderella?
Well, I do think if you qualify Cinderella as like a double-digit seed that can make it to the second weekend, I think an interesting team to focus on would be UC Irvine. I've got them in the Sweet 16, beating Kansas State in the opening round. And the reason would be because Kansas State's a four seed, had a nice season, you know, broke Kansas's string of Big 12 regular season championships. But they also might be without Dean Wade, who is arguably their best player, definitely their best rebounder. And when you are shorthanded playing a team that has won 30 times this season, is on a 16-game winning streak, has a quality basketball coach. I think that's a pretty reasonable place to maybe identify an upset. And the point spread, for whatever it's worth, echoes what I'm saying. That is a 13-versus-4 game, but Kansas State's only a 5-point favorite in that game. And then if you beat Kansas State, if you're UC Irvine, well, in the next round, basically everybody would have them play in Oregon. So I know Oregon's been rolling, but Oregon's a 12 seed. So now I'm asking you, just 2 days after you beat a 4 seed, to just beat a 12 seed. Mm. I could see Irvine getting into the Sweet 16. I don't think it's likely, but I do think it's possible.
Spain and Fitz talking to Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 ESPN in Memphis. All right, sticking with the speed round. Who's a high seed you don't believe in?
You know what? I believe in the ones and the twos. I know my bracket looks awful chalky, but I have every regional final 1-2. And it won't end up that way because the tournament just never does. But I will say, just randomly yesterday, because it felt like the teams that are good right now and that are succeeded, you know, in that manner, it felt like they've been the same teams all year long. And so I just went back 7 weeks in the AP poll to the AP poll that came out the last week in January. And what I realized is that the top 8 seeds in this bracket, in other words, all the ones and all the twos, in the AP poll last week of January, they were all in the top 9 of the AP poll. What that means is that these teams established themselves as the best in the country a long time ago in basketball terms, and they stayed that way consistently. Yeah, Duke took some bumps when Zion was out, and Tennessee lost consecutive road games, and Michigan maybe didn't close the way Michigan wanted to close. But the teams that are the one seeds and the two seeds have been the best teams in this country for most of this season, and I do trust them. I don't think any of them are going to get knocked out before the Sweet 16, or at least I didn't predict any of them to lose even before the Elite Eight.
We're talking to Gary Parrish, college basketball columnist on CBSSports.com. Gary, you wrote that Duke's unstoppable. So with that being said, if you're going to stop Duke, who can do it?
You know what? I think if Duke loses early, and by early I do mean short of the Final Four, it won't be because they got beat by a better team, because there is no better team. I think it'll be because they do have a fatal flaw, and that is their three-point shooting. Now, keep in mind, they did enough to be the number one overall seed while shooting poorly from the perimeter all season long, with rare exceptions, but they do shoot it really poorly from the perimeter. 30.2% from three-point range this season. That ranks 338th in the country. We only have 353 teams. They rank 338 in three-point shooting, and the reason that's significant is because of this. Literally no team that shoots that poorly from three-point range has ever made the Final Four, much less win a national championship. And so I think Duke can actually win a national title shooting 30% from the field. I mean, 30% from three-point range, because they've been awesome all year doing that. The issue becomes when they have a bad shooting game relative to their bad normal standards. So maybe, 6 of 20 they can get by. But what if in the Sweet 16 they throw up a 4 of 28 against a quality opponent? That's the type of thing that can lend itself to an upset. I do think Duke wins the national championship, but if you're looking for a reason for them to fall short of that, it'll probably come in a game where they shoot absolutely terribly from beyond the arc.
Yeah, the three-point shooting, and then, of course, relying so much on true freshmen in a tournament that maybe values a little bit of experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, if we all agree that Duke is the favorite, or at least Las Vegas agrees that Duke is the favorite. But for Duke to win a national championship, we are asking them to do some unusual things. To win shooting this poorly from the perimeter, to win with four freshman starters, to win with a freshman point guard. This is not the normal makeup of a national championship team, but of course the roster is not normal either. No team in basketball history has ever had three top five picks in the same draft. This Duke team is probably about to do that.
Quickly, before we let you go, Gary, we just wanted to ask you how you think it might affect LSU with Wade not being with the team.
I think it's massive. I've got them going out in the round of 32, and I wouldn't be surprised if they got caught by Yale in the round of 64. If we can all acknowledge that when a team loses a key player, it is a big thing, whether it's Zion Williamson at Duke or Dean Wade at Kansas State, then I don't see how you couldn't acknowledge that losing your coach matters. Will Wade, how he got those players on that campus is now up for debate. We'll let the feds figure that out. But it is undeniable that once he got them on campus, he did a good job with them. And to think that his absence doesn't matter, I think, is a bit foolish. Whatever the ceiling was for LSU before the wiretaps were made public, that ceiling got lowered significantly the minute that LSU suspended its head coach.
You guys can read him on CBSSports.com, listen to him on the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 ESPN in Memphis, and, of course, follow him on Twitter at Gary Parrish CBS. Gary, as always, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
You guys were nice to have me. Take care.
Thanks,
ESPN
Gary.
Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Coming up from 16s to 1, it's the season of hope for the NCAA tournament. Next, we'll tell you why more teams have hope than you think. We'll do it next on Spain and Fitz.
The madness is here.
It doesn't matter where you are. We're all doing the same thing. Desperately shilling for any advice on a bracket. That is what the world is doing today.
More Spain and Fitz next.
You gotta be so cold to make it in this world. Yeah, you're a natural. Living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.